Cliff Wilming, you are a Green Party candidate in the Boulder County Commissioner's race that Boulder County voters will be deciding on in November. You have long been an activist around fracking issues and also labour issues as well in particularly eastern Boulder County. But why now step into this political spectrum, this political world?
Well, I have to say that, you know, after many years of activism and, you know, kind of working in multiple different areas, state ballot initiatives, local ballot initiatives, petitioning, direct actions, everything, you know, you kind of figure out that at some stage, you know, you're always lobbying somebody else and hopefully, you know, in hopes that they do the right thing. And, you know, we did it when my mom ran for city council in 2013.
Just to clarify, Marilee Mazza, who sits on Lafayette City Council.
Absolutely. And, you know, we concluded that, you know, we have to stop asking for power and start taking some. And, you know, if you look around the country right now, I feel that people are hungry for a qualitatively different kind of politics and a different kind of political leader. And, you know, with Boulder County having so many issues kind of coming into the county at this time, we felt that this was of primary importance.
Well, we'll get into some of the issues and some of your priorities as a candidate. But just in terms of the actual political reality right now, why run on a Green Party ticket? We have seen a lot of progressive candidates whose values and policies would align very similarly to yours taking part in the Democratic Party in the primaries. Why the Green Party?
Well, you know, I should say that I was born in Chicago, where, you know, Democratic Party is essentially written on your birth certificate. So I'm very familiar with the Democratic Party. I've come from the Democratic Party. I'm essentially a product of it. And, you know, for a long time, you know, I guess it depends on the type of activism that you do. And if you feel that change can come from the top down, or if something needs to be built that looks a lot more like a movement than your standard kind of lobbying efforts, or, you know, the prescribed kind of politics where you vote for somebody and they fight in place of you. You know, I don't really line up with that kind of philosophy or perspective on politics. And we feel that change has to come from the bottom up. And when you're inside of the Democratic Party, your options are very, very narrowed, because the party operates, of course, from the DNC all the way down to the rank and file members of the party. And, you know, more often than not, very compelling ideas get truncated or moved out of the political theater. You know, you saw the efforts of Mark Williams and Bernie Douthat, and you know, you can advance ideas up until those primaries, but because the primaries are so structured and I would suggest rigged, if you ask Bernie Sanders, he might agree. We want to build these ideas all the way through November, and we want to leave this campaign with the campaign structure around so that we can move that back into the grassroots efforts.
We've done a lot of coverage on the difficulty for third party candidates, particularly in national races, in having a seat at the table, even at the debates and the forums, access to the media. This is a much more localized race, obviously. It's Boulder County Commissioners. But what's been your experience as a third party candidate?
Well, community radio has been awesome, you know, but it's one of those things. And, you know, I guess it's in some ways a microcosm of all of this demand for change. Not being able to find a venue or a platform or an institution by which to communicate itself. And so, you know, what we find is that the only way we can overcome that is really through some real major grassroots efforts to push ourselves onto the scene and to be heard and to get these ideas vented or vetted by the public. And yeah, it's very hard to do. It's, you know, the media is, as you know, has got a very tight schedule in this sort of thing. And a lot of times we find that it's somewhat scripted, what is an acceptable political discussion versus something much wider. But I think that process is starting to weaken, that pattern is starting to weaken. And when you see like Ocasio-Cortez out there in New York, who is a 28-year-old woman that dislodged somebody from a 20-year seat, like the number four person in the Democratic Party, yes, of course, she's going to be constrained by the party, But that's also indicative of this enormous groundswell for change that we're seeing. And it's starting to create cracks in what would normally be an accepted pattern.
Well, in terms of your campaign, what are your priorities as a candidate in the Boulder County Commissioner race?
That's a great question. And normally we are very associated with the fracking issue, of course, being out there in the Eastern County, having my kids on Extraction's spacing plan. Their school, at least Pioneer Elementary, is going to be drilled underneath. But so we want to ban fracking. That's very we're very clear about that. And we want to start pushing legal change upward to the state to eliminate that corporate rule, that corporate dominance over the community. But we've got all kinds of things that we want to talk about. And, you know, really the environmental issue, whether it's the Gross Dam expansion project that we are going to oppose, or it's the Martin Marietta gravel mine that we want stopped. Those are all within that umbrella of environmentalism that we want to talk about and community rights. But we want to do a whole, we have a whole platform of about 9 or 10 different issues. So we want to talk about housing for all. We want to talk about LGBTQ rights. We want to talk about regenerative agriculture and what that really means for Boulder County. We want to talk about why it is that people in Boulder County, why it's so hard to live in Boulder County due to the economy here. We want to raise the banner of union labor. And we also want to talk very directly about restructuring county government so that it can operate, you know, with the public in mind, and that the policy that is written by the county government can be written by the people that it's most affected. And so we want to put home rule front and center. We want to talk about proportional representation. We want to talk about electronic petitioning. And we want to get out of this pattern where you have three people from one political party ruling over 300,000. And, you know, we just feel that that's not the democracy that we require in the 21st century. So there's a lot of issues here.
Well, in terms of Boulder County Commissioner's role in some of these issues, fracking is such a huge thing here in the county. It's not the only issue, but let's just talk about that for a minute. Given that we have individual communities within Boulder County, from Longmont, Lafayette, making decisions or attempting to make decisions on their own, and then being shut down by the state, most notably Longmont's voter-approved ban on fracking that was then overturned by the Supreme Court. You're from Lafayette. You know what's obviously been happening out there in efforts to get the Lafayette City Council on board with banning fracking. What role then do the county commissioners have to play, given that all these individual communities within the county are seem to be doing their own thing?
Well, it is, and it's the result of a divide and conquer strategy from corporate America. I mean, that's really what it is that you pit different counties or different municipalities against each other, and you constrain what is an acceptable approach to oil and gas, which really right now the political circle, the agreement from the commissioners is that they're absolutely not opposed to fracking in any tangible sense. They'll tell you that they are, but they will always qualify that statement by saying, by what is legally possible or what is legally functional or, you know, in the regulations that they created, you know, what is permissible. And so the conversation is extremely constrained. And, you know, we look at it as a political apology or a term of negotiated surrender. And that's not cutting it anymore. I mean, the environment is not waiting for what is politically acceptable anymore. The climate's not waiting for what is politically acceptable. And, you know, what we're suggesting is a very different approach, which is much more strong and aggressive. And, you know, that really takes the fight from the perspective that under no obligation should any local official be enforcing law that risks the safety of their constituents. And that's how movements create social change. And so, you know, we are saying that the commissioners, what we want the commissioners to do right now is to put the Climate Bill of Rights, which we have been promoting for over a year and a half, we want them to put that to a vote of the people, because we feel that, you know, on something, an issue that is so enormously important to human health and the local ecology, we don't think that the political class of Boulder County has the integrity to make that decision for everybody else. And so that's the role we want to see local officials play. We want them to be the extension of the grassroots organizing instead of the extension of a political operative or a political class. And I think my mom, Counselor Marilee Mazza, really embodies that kind of view of a political official, that they are the real projection of a movement. And so that's kind of what we would expect from the commissioners today. We know that we have to fight tooth and nail to get anything that resembles some kind of justice on the issue of fracking right now. But I think that if we raised our banner instead of lowered our expectations, it may be that municipalities start to defer from this very passive approach to activism to something far more genuine and strong.
We're speaking with Cliff Wilming on KGNU. He is a Green Party candidate in the Boulder County Commissioner race that voters in Boulder County will be deciding on this November. Just also in terms of fracking, what are your thoughts on Initiative 97, albeit they have until August 6th to turn in the requisite number of signatures to get on the ballot, would significantly increase setbacks, and the COGCC have said it would potentially eliminate fracking in, I think, about 80% of parts of the Front Range. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, for one, the amount of work that's going into the Colorado Rising Initiative is unprecedented. I mean, it's an enormous effort, and you know, it's amazing to see all of the people coming together across the state for it. You know, a lot of times we would, you know, we've kind of come at this issue by saying, let's talk about what we want versus what we think we can get. And so setbacks haven't really been something that we've been promoting a lot. But that, you know, that given that, and given the reaction of the industry, a 2,500 foot setback would be somewhat of a game changer on this whole issue. And so, you know, our group, East Boulder County United, out there in Longmont and Lafayette, and actually here in Boulder too, we endorse that effort. We were a little cautious about it because what we're also worried about is that should that effort get onto the ballot, which I know people are doing, like they're putting their lives on hold in order to make that happen. We're a little concerned that down the line, the same state apparatus that gave us fracking could potentially repeal that measure through a legislative effort. And so we want to make sure that when we're talking about this initiative, we say, yes, we got to get this initiative through. Yes, this will create a safer Colorado. And yes, it will provide some buffer to start fighting back to the bigger problems. But we also want to qualify that and say that the fight won't be over after November 6th. And so that's kind of the caveat. But, you know, we are 100% behind this ballot initiative. I hope Colorado Rising knocks it out of the park.
Well, in terms of what's happening right now with fracking, and I know you're a resident of Lafayette, but Longmont, which is also part of East Boulder County, recently city council there, after having a voter-approved fracking ban overturned by the state's Supreme Court, they came up with an agreement with an oil and gas company that would effectively eliminate surface drilling within city limits. However, fracking is still happening. It's happening in a horizontal way, but those well pads will not be within city limits. That was hailed by many, in certainly city leaders in Longmont, as a way to eliminate fracking. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you know, I want to say this because we hear all about the Supreme Court ruling against these initiatives in Longmont, Fort Collins, Lafayette, Broomfield. The fact of the matter is that the Colorado Oil and Gas Act has never been challenged on a constitutional basis in a Colorado courtroom. And when we attempted to do that in 2013, literally the Lafayette City Council joined together with the Colorado Oil and Gas Association to make sure that East Boulder County United could never be part of that litigation, on the basis that they did not want arguments in the courtroom that suggested that people have superior rights to corporations, which would mean that the Colorado Oil and Gas Act would be unconstitutional itself. So, you know, we hear a lot about this Supreme Court decision, but we don't really hear the details of it. And, you know, it's kind of accepted or promoted as, like, you know, a fait accompli, like it's written in stone and this will never change. So we reject that. We want to see community rights. We want to see this Colorado Oil and Gas Act and state preemption put on trial in a Colorado courtroom. That being said, what we're basically doing is playing a game of musical benzene here. You know, so we shift the wells around, we shift the well pads around. We, you know, in Longmont, they punt them off into the Weld County sector. But the fact of the matter is that all those emissions, all those volatile organic compounds that are being emitted, all of that stuff does not respect municipal boundaries. And so, you know, they're doing the same thing in Lafayette. The city council is heralding this great development where Extraction is drilling in Erie instead of Lafayette. And it's like we're competing to poison each other now. So it's, you know, to me, it's a very superficial means of approaching a very important topic. And, you know, it might buy some political cover or some short term satisfaction for people. But we have to be addressing this from a much more mature perspective. Our position is that we have to eliminate fossil fuel extraction.
Well, in a related topic then, how would you, if you were a county commissioner, or how do you think the county commissioners should be addressing climate change?
So, for one, suing Exxon for some financial damages is fine. We don't oppose that, but it's not going to stop Exxon. The fact is that the types of change we need to see to actually get ourselves within line for the expectations of the climate and the people and the health and the local ecology is going to have to look a lot more like a movement. So instead of these offices being used as, brokers or bureaucracies of like negotiating the terms by which we're drilled, the county commissioners should do a few things. For one, they should immediately put home rule onto the ballot this November so that we could vote on restructuring county government to bring people into direct decision making on these issues. Two, they should put the Climate Bill of Rights to a vote of the people in November so that people would have a direct say on fossil fuel extraction and we could start preparing ourselves for the real grassroots mobilization that it's going to take. And so that's the way we view political office almost 180 degrees differently than, you know, folks like the other candidates, Gary Cooper or Matt Jones, is we view that office as a means to build the grassroots rather than an end in itself. So, you know, the county commissioners should be doing, mobilizing the whole county down to the state. You know, they should be doing rotating or revolving forums on what corporate rights really mean. We should also be discussing how did the oil and gas industry get so powerful in Colorado? How did this new energy economy that was promoted by Ritter and Elise Jones and all the environmental groups, we need to pull that apart for folks to help them understand the topography of why it's so difficult to stop fracking. There's almost unlimited amounts of things the county commissioners could be doing. But the one caveat to that is that they have to be willing to take the system on itself. And right now, we've not seen a brand of politics that wants to go anywhere near that idea.
Well, related to climate change, a focus that we have seen the county commissioners take right now is carbon sequestration. And this is something that we're seeing happen broadly around the country, a focus on soil health and its potential to capture carbon from the atmosphere. A lot of farmers in Boulder County have been doing this anyway, and county commissioners now have partnered up with, or the county rather, have partnered with CSU and some researchers there. What are your thoughts on how the county could help local farmers in their ongoing efforts around soil health and the potential for carbon sequestration?
The agricultural question to me is just amazing. Being from Chicago, I'm not a natural farmer. So I've had to learn a lot about it. And so I've been spending time with local sustainable agriculture, or they would call it regenerative agricultural farmers, Macaulay Farms, Olin Farms, that sort of thing. And really, you know, what we're seeing is it's almost an agricultural parallel to the whole fracking issue, that the way that agriculture has been utilized or promoted is all on this corporate extractive model. And it's really damaged the soils in Boulder County to the point of desertification. And you can see this on the open space. And so when you talk to these farmers who are enormously passionate about this topic and knowledgeable about it, you know, what they'll say is that all of the soil is an ecosystem unto itself. And so, you know, the real task is to regenerate this soil so that, you know, put all of the flora and the fauna back into the soil that actually starts to sequester carbon out of the atmosphere. And, you know, within the process of that, it heals the actual ecology of Boulder County that has been so exploited for, you know, over a century. And it's an amazing concept. It's a very compelling idea and restorative. And, you know, what we would want to see the county government do is to raise funds to subsidize that no differently than Arthur Daniel Mindelin gets subsidized by the federal government. But we need to, those kind of transitions from whole agricultural systems to new agricultural systems, they need funding, they need resources, and they need enormous amounts of support. So, you know, what the county is doing right now, we're happy about that. We think they could go much further with that. And in the, you know, the consequences is that we can start building our own local agricultural system here to put quality, nutritious food on the table for everybody in Boulder County.
One of the big issues facing residents in Boulder County, as it is facing everyone, it seems, in the Front Range, is affordability. And we're seeing a lot of people priced out of the entire county, not just the city of Boulder, but countywide. How could the county commissioners, and how would you as county commissioner, address that?
Well, there's a few forces at work. And, you know, I'm speaking as somebody who's a registered nurse, so I'm not really in the 1%. And, you know, a lot of times when I'm at work with, you know, other healthcare providers and they find out that I live in Lafayette, they kind of shake their heads at it and they say, well, we can't all live in Lafayette like Cliff. As though, you know, even to get on the eastern side of the county means that you have to have some gigantic, you know, salary or something like that. And so, you know, we're seeing a couple different things. For one, we're seeing obviously people with enormous wealth move into the county. And at the same time, the wages in the county are completely flat. So, you know, you have an increase in population, you have a cost of living that starts to look like, you know, Los Angeles or Malibu, California, and you have nobody at all talking about any increase in income in any significant way. The only reason I can really afford to live in Boulder County myself is because I'm a union member. I'm in Local 7 of UFCW, and when I went from the non-union side of nursing to the union side, I had a 25% raise in my wages and free benefits and all of this sort of thing. So, but you know, the unions are a lot like a lot of the big environmental groups right now, that they've kind of bought into the idea that the only way that you can conduct yourself is attach yourself to the Democratic Party. And it's meant that, like, you know, the working class of this country has suffered a 50-year retreat. And, you know, believe it or not, folks in Boulder County are part of the working class.
And so what could be done at a policy level to help improve the status of and the lot of people who are trying to live here who don't have that those wage increases that some people are experiencing, the majority are not?
Well, I would say right off the bat that the county employees deserve a union, that the county government should be promoting unionization, that the county government should be also creating a tax on houses that are worth over $2 million and creating a corporate tax as well to start to help to build public housing and affordable housing so that the people that Boulder County relies upon every day to come in here and do all the work can actually afford to live where they work. So that's the way we kind of view it. I mean, there's a lot of complexity to that as well, you know, where this stuff is located and how people kind of view it and that sort of thing. But, you know, there's those few angles is that we have to raise taxes on the corporations and the rich to pay for housing for the working class.
One of the ideas you've put forward, and it's part of the restructuring county government to allow home rule status, is the establishment of a publicly owned bank. Why is that something that you're promoting?
This is one of the most compelling ideas I've been exposed to in many years. Basically, what happens is we get taxed and, you know, all of this tax money gets stored in corporate banks, corporate for-profit banks. And that model of holding money in finances and investment that privatize wealth and profit is so accepted that the idea that the public could own a bank no different than we could own a library or a school is a really new concept to a lot of folks. But when you talk to the people that are very familiar with this idea, what, you know, they'll tell you is if we took all of this budget of Boulder County, and we have a budget of $430 million, we're not a small, tiny municipality. We have some real financial might here. And we put that into a bank where all of the interests that is coming in could be used for public gain. In other words, it wouldn't be, you know, extracted into shareholder dividends or CEO compensation packages, that all of that money that the bank would pull in could be reintegrated into the local community to build public transit, renewable energy projects, all of this sort of thing. And it wouldn't be have any issue with profit being siphoned out of the community treasury. So it's an amazingly interesting concept. We could refinance everybody's mortgage and you wouldn't be paying interest, you know, front end on your mortgage. We could refinance people's student loans and, you know, we could create student loans that have 0% interest rate. Or we could charge a nominal interest rate and build 21st century transportation. So it's a cool project, and we have the means to do it.
Well, there is a lot in your platform, a lot of issues that we're not ever going to get to talk about because of the time constraints. But where can people find out more about your policies and engage with you on a personal level?
Absolutely. So our website is wilmingforgrassrootspower.com, and you can look at the platform there. That's got about, you know, 9 or 10 different, you know, main issues. But we want the community to be speaking back to us. We want, you know, a two-way conversation about this platform, because it should be really the property of everybody in Boulder County to write this kind of stuff. So that would be the easiest way. You can also go to Wilming for Grassroots Power, Wilming for County Commissioner on Facebook. We've got about 1,100 followers there now. We're on Twitter. And, you know, we're going to make ourselves very available.
And we are going to invite the other candidates on KGNU. And we've already put notes out there to invite all candidates on for a debate. And that'll happen, I believe, in September. Cliff, I know you're very eager to engage with the other candidates on the ballot.
I've been accused of being eager before.
Yeah. Well, we will put a link to your website at kgnu.org. Cliff Wilming has been our guest today on KGNU. He is the Green Party candidate in the Boulder County Commissioner's race. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks a ton, Maeve.